Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Obviously, first and foremost, he has great stuff. He's a great pitcher. And then I think the execution of it tonight. I know my one pitch that I got, I popped up. And other than that, he made really good pitches. I think he was doing a good job of that. And he executed really well tonight.
Is it somewhat surprising that two nights in a row you guys haven't managed to scratch any offense over?
Definitely surprising, but when you're going against this pitching staff, you understand that they're really good for a reason, and they have a good reputation around the league. So especially here in Seattle, they seem to thrive off of this. So it's unfortunate and frustrating, but also if I had to say super surprising, This pitching staff can definitely do that. So it's not like it's out of the realm of possibility. These guys do it a lot, and they are very good pitchers.
What does this offense need to do to be able to hit elite pitching like that going forward?
Just capitalize on mistakes. Usually these kind of games are one, two run, you're talking like playoff kind of baseball. And usually it comes down to a few pitches a game if I hit the home run, on the mistake that he made, then, it's a two run home run, and we're in a totally different ball game right there. But instead, pop it up and he's out of the inning and he's through seven scoreless. I think playoff baseball is essentially what you're getting to. Is it comes down to one or two pitches, maybe three or four throughout a game, and which team capitalizes on those the best.
You guys, after a very good couple of months, have just generally slowed overall. Mm-hmm. What is the common element or theme to that, you think?
To be honest, if I knew the answer to that, maybe we could fix it. But sometimes in baseball, you're capitalizing on mistakes. Sometimes in baseball, you get more mistakes. And sometimes in baseball, you don't. You only get a few and you don't capitalize on them. There's an ebb and flow to baseball. It takes a long time to have a good season. It's 6 months of a grind against the best in the world, and so there's a reason they get paid too. They're good at getting people out. So we did a really good job there for quite an extended period of time of getting mistakes and capitalizing on them. I mean, right now I would say, probably just if I had to guess at anything, I know for me personally it's that. I would say it's probably a similar thing for the team as well.
How do you feel personally at the plate right now?
Terrible. It's no question that, I've been doing really poorly since All-Star break. And I expect more of myself, and I'm working at it every day. But it's just not good enough. I'm one of the leaders on this team. I'm supposed to come through. I'm supposed to do better. And I'm not. So I'm going to try and do everything I can in my power to get better and to finish strong. But it's not good.
Given that you guys are sort of ebbing and not flowing right now, and as the wild card race sort of starts to tighten up, mm-hmm. is there a sense of urgency?
Yeah, of course, but you can't panic. So there has to be a difference between urgency and panic. If you panic, you might as well just throw your cleats down and let's go home right now. But if you have a sense of urgency and you guys understand that each game is very important, which this group does, they're not throwing away any games. But we, acknowledge again that, hey, we're trying to get this turned around sooner than later. I think we'll end up in a good spot. But can't panic in this situation. You just gotta keep playing baseball, try and get better, and trying to work on what you can each and every day.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.